Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris, your host, and this is my New Zealand music show.
In the meantime, the band has got its wind back, and Freddie is ready and waiting to give the downbeat for an up-to-the-minute arrangement of From the Land of the Sky Blue Water.
In this edition, I'm going to be taking a look at some new releases. We have material from the Mint Chicks, from Chris Knox, and from the Broken Heartbreakers, a pretty eclectic bunch. But we're going to start off with Cassette. In 2002, the band released a fantastic EP called Emo, an absolute classic in my opinion, and they followed that up around 18 months ago with an underrated album called Cut for Summer. Now Cassette are about to drop their third release. It's another EP called the Cancer EP, and from it we're going to listen to Look at You. That was Cassette with Look at You, and the Cancer EP should be in shops around mid-November. The Electric Confectioners first came to public attention in 2005 when they won the National Rockquest competition. Since then, they've received acclaim for their live performances, and a couple of songs have received considerable airplay. They've now released their debut album, Sweet Tooth, and this song's from it. It's called Mr. Whippy. Listening to Counting the Beat, that was the Electric Confectioners. Another New Zealand band with a new release are the Wicks. They have an EP out called Metropolis According to Morris. You can get it at their gigs, or you can order it through their MySpace site, www.myspace.com/thewickstakethecake. One of the good things about this EP is that all of the songs are different, so you get a real grab bag and mix of styles. Take a listen to this one, it's called Beach House.
Line and a smile with a cops again. Then I fell on the street.
Going to change the pace of it now, and we're going to listen to a couple of new releases from bands that fit within the country folk mold. First up is Redwood. They have a self-titled album out on Dust Trail Records, and from that album, this is Into the Night.
I'll show you everything in there.
That was Redwood, and you can pick up their album through Real Groovy Records. The Broken Heartbreakers also have a self-titled album out. This is their second album, and it's a beauty. I really like this stuff. It's quite traditional country, but Rachel Bailey has a great voice, and John Guy Howe writes fantastic songs. Take a listen to August Morning. That's Morning with a U.
August morning coming down.
Chicks have long been a favourite of mine, and in fact they were awarded Best Band in the 2006 Alternatives. If you'd like to find out more about that, check out waihikiradio.blogspot.com. The band are about to head to the US. They're going to set up in Portland, Oregon, and they hope to conquer the states from there. Before they go, however, there will be a final tour of the country, and the Mint Chicks are releasing a 7-inch single, which will double as a ticket for the gig. It's a great idea. And they've recorded a new song to go on the B-side. Here it is, The Mint Chicks with 2010.
Hi, this is Ruben Nielsen from The Mint Chicks, and you're listening to Counting the Beat.
hate them if you fade away. How many times does a man have to say that he loves you? Do you throw away?
We're almost at the end of this edition of Counting the Beat. Thanks for listening. I'm going to finish with a bit of an oddity. Chris Knox has been around for over 3 decades in the New Zealand music scene, and whether it's through Toy Love, The Enemy, Tall Dwarfs, or his solo material, he'll be well known to most New Zealand music fans. Recently, Chris released a song called Better Way, which is a campaign song for the Labour Party. Now, I suppose people from the left and people from the right are going to condemn him for this, but what I'd really like to see is the other political parties picking artists to record songs for them. Let's put the politics back into pop. Here's Chris Knox with Better Way.
Let's go out the way we came in. That's swinging.
We're a part of the Pacific, independent, proud and free. And no power on earth can tell us what to do or who to be. For we know all must be equal, and where not we'll lend a hand. And if that makes us old-fashioned, that we care well understand. It's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, way better. We're a part of one great family that is several million strong. We're a multicolored iwi where each singer has their song. Where good hard work will get you there, and knowledge is the way to make this land a better place tomorrow and today. It's a better way with Labour.